This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado voters have rejected many proposals to pay for roads and transit over the last 25 years. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports lawmakers hope to get it done finally this year.
Democrats released details on one of the biggest bills of this legislative session. It would raise about $4 billion for roads, bridges, transit, and local projects. Here's House Speaker Alec Garnett.
People are sick of sitting in traffic. People are sick of the air quality issues along the Front Range. And this is something we need to do for our state's economy.
Instead of asking voters to approve taxes, the bill relies on fees, which don't have to go on the ballot. The proposal would ramp up to 8 cents of new fees on a gallon of gas by 2029, plus new fees on electric vehicles, delivery services, and companies like Uber and Lyft. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
New Interior Secretary Deb Haaland got a show of support when she arrived at work today. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
A video showing statements of support from women from different tribes across the country played on a loop outside the Interior building. Haaland, carrying an umbrella on a rainy D.C. day, stopped to watch after she greeted a small group of staff and supporters. The first Native American Interior Secretary said she was humbled by the opportunity.
We have some healing to do for our country and our land and our waters, and so I'm so honored to be a part of all of that.
Her agency is responsible for about 20% of all land in the U.S. and offshore holdings. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche will welcome fans back to Ball Arena soon. CPR's Matt Moret says Kroenke Sports and Entertainment got permission from the state.
About 4,000 fans could return to the arena as early as April 2nd. That would fill nearly a quarter of Ball Arena's total capacity. The Nuggets would be the 19th NBA team to reopen home games. Nearly half of NHL teams have already brought fans back.
Coming up on the program, taking water from the Western Slope to give to the Front Range as climate change dries up supplies. We'll have that story for you in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 50 in Colorado Springs, 59 in Grand Junction, 43 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.